Hello, everybody. Am I too loud? No? Good, thank you. I'm Jinhui Zhang. I'm software engineer in Office Developer Experience team. I'm so excited to be here with you. This is my third time come to Taiwan, and I got a chance to visit Hualien and Kenting this time, and I love Taiwan very much. I want to introduce a little bit our team's goal. Our team's name is Office Developer Experience Team. We try to make sure our Office developers have a very pleasant developer experience when you work with Office platform and develop related products. So, if you have any questions, any concerns, or any suggestions, please let us know. Let's work together to make Office platform development experiences much better, okay? Cool. So in my session, I'm going to introduce Office add-in and also I'll demo how to build Office add-in to let you get an idea like what do we need to build Office add-in? How can we do it? And can we do it during the 3 days hackathon? What can we get out from that? Before we go to very detailed information of what current Office add-in is, let's take a look at Office add-in journey. I'm sure Office add-in is not a new term to everybody, right? We've been hearing Office add-in for a long time. At the beginning, we met some attendees today. He said he is using VBA and extend Office products functionality. And then from 2007, we published CAM add-ins. CAM add-ins become very popular. Myself also had been working on the Office CAM add-in. That add-in is translate OOXML, which is using Office file format, into another file format standard it's using in mainland China, the uniformed Office format. And that was quite helpful to the people who is using the UI file format documents, so they can open their document either in the mainland China software and also Microsoft Office. Okay. Office add-ins enables you to extend Office client such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook. You yourself own the HTML and JavaScript code to create your customized UI and also your customized logic. An add-in actually is not installed in the Office client. We all know about that from today's presentations, right? And so what can we get? What can it benefit us? The implementations is hosted on a web server, so you can easily maintain and update it from that server without customer knowing, except customer know it from the UI or from the logic. You don't have to notify the customers, hey, we have a new update, or automatically update for them so they can see all these add-in update again. There are multiple ways to develop Office add-in. Here, NAPA is the first tool I'd like to introduce. NAPA is very lightweighted. It's basically, as long as you have a Microsoft account and you know the URL of the NAPA website, you can build an add-in. So show me, how many of you have Microsoft account? Oh, most people have Microsoft account. That's cool. So if you don't have Microsoft account, go to any of our product site like live.com, outlook.com. You can find a way to register one. That's just take you about 1 minute. You can use your current email address and that's done. So let's take a look how to use NAPA to create Office add-in. If you have your computer right now, you can follow the step with me. First, get your Microsoft account, then go to napacloudapp.com. Go to this website, sign in, and you can see there is add new project here. I added several projects, so if you didn't do it, you don't have to have these ones. But just click Add New Project. I'm going to make it zoom in a little bit. Can you still see it okay? Okay. So from the left side, there are three options. Content add-in for Office, Task Pane add-in for Office, or Mail add-in for Office. You can choose either of them. This is the NAPA. Here, I'm introducing it. It's just let you try how to build an Office add-in and what it looks like. Let's just choose a content add-in for Office. It can run in Excel or PowerPoint on the online version or the desktop version. I'm just going to do a basic add-in and create. So NAPA will automatically follow the template, add both manifest file and the basic HTML JavaScript file into your application. Let's take a look at the structure first. We can see the home HTML, which is the default web page it will use for Office add-in, CSS file for style, and the JavaScript file for some actions. In the NAPA, besides these documents, we can explore, we can search, we can config. What's the name of the add-in? What's the icon? And default is home HTML, but if you want to set others as a default page, it also works. And here is the cool stuff. You don't have any IDE on your computer. You can run it. Let's just click. So this is why we need your Microsoft account. It will automatically update your project onto OneDrive. So your personal OneDrive will be the place hold the Office add-in document. I'll just start it. This is very simple. This example is read the current document selection and show it by the bottom of the add-in page. So I'll put a number. Probably have to put in editing mode. See, I'm selecting this cell and get data from the selection. It will show up. The selected text is 999. It is simple. Just less than 1 minute, you can get Office add-in like this. And you can extend it at your own purpose. You can add your logic into it. You can add your UI into it. So that's done. Okay. Besides Napa, we can use other editors. We can use Visual Studio. This is, like, normally I like to use Visual Studio. The current one we created in Napa, actually, there is a button. You can download to your desktop the whole source code. And also, you can open it in Visual Studio directly. So this is for your convenience. Besides Visual Studio, you can even build Office IDE use just text file. I know a program manager in my team, he doesn't use Visual Studio. He just built and update the Office IDE, just use the TXT file. If you don't have Visual Studio but you want to use it, there is a free version, Visual Studio 2015 Community Edition. You can find the link from dev.office.com we mentioned today. Okay, why Office IDE? We talk about this today a lot. There are lots of opportunities. Michael does mention a lot of reasons, so I am not going to repeat that. But from a developer view, why Office IDE? Previously, lots of applications we built for different platforms, for different versions. Sometimes we have to build several different versions for those. But Office IDE, build once, run everywhere. I can see this is a very big benefit for companies, for software companies, and for developers. And also, we mentioned it's cloud-based, it's web service. So if we need to update it, we publish it, update it, we don't have to notify our customer. They will get it immediately as long as you click the publish button. And it's web standard. Most of us know HTML and JavaScript SC, so you don't have to learn any new technology. So it's very lightweight learning. And it's integrate very well is Office 365 for sure. You got the point. Okay, this is a demo for Office IDE today. This is very simple demo. It's called Word Wikipedia. Basically, put Wikipedia search result into the Word document. As long as you select the word in the term in the word, it can automatically search in Wikipedia and return the result to you. You don't have to open the IE, you don't have to go to another website, just in your workspace. And also you can paste back the search result into your document directly. So this demo is shown in Windows desktop, Wikipedia like this. Office Online look like this too. Mac Office, you can also find it. This is for iPad. So you know what I mean? Like, build once, run everywhere. And also, from the icon, you can see the add-ins is part of the word. Sometimes you can't even tell it's add-in. It's integrated with Microsoft Word very well. I'm going to introduce this later in my talk too, how to make you add-in look like Microsoft product. Okay, then let's take a look. If we decide to build Office add-in, how many types or how many options do we have? What are there available for us? First of all, Office add-in types. We have basically three types of Office add-in. We call task pane content, and we put mail as another one. Task pane Basically, it is a standalone pen besides your working area. If you have a long document, you scroll down, the task pen add-in is still there. User can access it anytime. But it's not part of the document content. The second one, content add-in. Content add-in, from the name you can tell, it itself is a content. It's part of the document. If end user using this add-in to build a content into the document, when he sent to other people can still see the content in that document. The last one is mail add-in. Mail add-in, we can still see it when mail in the mail item or in the appointment item. It's also separate from reading mode and writing mode. This table shows the add-in availability among different products and different versions. So this is a tip for building Office add-in. You will want to pay attention to add-in availability. You can tell for different version and different product, Office add-in types is not the same. Where can we get this information? We have this information on dev.office.com too. So I'd like to show you, because I think this information is very important. If you go to dev.office.com, you can find from the documentation part, Office add-in availability. You can find more information here besides which type of add-in, which version and product it support, but also which APIs it support. API in terms of functionality it supports in that specific version and specific product. All right, so this is demo time. We've seen lots of demos today, but here I'd like to let all of us take a look at the add-in from a developer view. In terms of not only the functionality the add-in provided, but also how do we build an add-in like that? What should we consider? The first one is an Excel add-in, Bing Maps. If you have Excel, you can also open your own document. You can find add-ins, this button. Add-ins, and you can go to the store, which you add-in, if you want it as a production, you can put your add-in into the store too. And let's search Bing Map. We found it and trust it. So it will load the Bing Map manifest into the Excel so it can use the web service it provided. Okay, it's welcoming and insert some sample data. So we can see the sample data here. and also it shows up on the map automatically. This is a real map. You can see, you can zoom in and zoom out. And in the Excel, it's data bounding. So if you want to change some data, like let's change Tokyo data from 80-20 to 80-60. It's already automatically update the chart. Okay. The second demo, I'd like to show a PowerPoint demo, Pool Everywhere. Okay. Pool Everywhere is an add-in. It can show the voting from people. I set up a page here. Can you log on the poolev.com, Jinghui Zhang Lin 011? You can vote which Office add-in are you going to build. Let me take a look. If the website works, if you log on this web page, poolev.com/jinghuizhang011, you should be able to see this. I have to, during that, thank you. I got a vote here. Oh, cool. See, we can dynamically see the result of this voting result. Is that cool? What is using? Apparently, it's using the website behind it, right? And it shows the HTML UI as a content add-in in the PowerPoint project. Okay, let's move on. Had fun. All right, now is a big time. I'm going to demo Office Word add-in from the beginning and to finish. We can implement several pretty simple functionality in that add-in. Before that, I'd like to show what's the goal of this add-in we want to build. Okay. Here, this add-in is available on the GitHub. If you have your computer, you can go to GitHub, Office Dev, Document Assembly, and you can find it. You can find the source code of this one. How many of you have used GitHub? Cool. We have pretty much. So GitHub is a source control tool. We have a LED talk about source control tool tomorrow too. So you can check the agenda if you'd like to listen to it. This is GitHub, Office Dev, Document Assembly. And you can even download the zip, so you can get all the source code of this demo. So what is doing? Very basic demo word add-in functionality. First, insert template. If I click this button, it will insert a document according to the template to me. And now I want to add a paragraph. We've seen this simple demo this morning, so I don't want to show that too much, but this is what we are going to build in the next 20 minutes. It can change the customer, it can insert other file into this document, it can search and insert footer. So how do you feel? You feel it's very complex? Now let's take a look. I'm going to open the Visual Studio. You guys see it okay? Let's new project. So what product, what type of add-in are we going to build? The just one. Is it text pen or it's content? Is it mail? Yeah, text pen. So select apps, apps for Office. Name it as Dive Days Demo. Select Task Pen add-in. And Word product. We just built on Word, but you can see from here, your Office add-in web service, you can support all of these products. So it's generating the basic source code for me. Okay. Let's take a look at the structure first. We mentioned Office add-in has two parts. One is a manifest XML. The other is a web service. It's your HTML and JavaScript. How can we identify it in a project? The first part, we can see the manifest XML. This file is basically a configuration file, or we can consider it like a published file as well. It includes what version it is, provider names, you can change it to your company name, and what kind of host it's going to have. We just chose Word, so it shows document. And the permission. Normally for Word, we have the read and write permission. So let's move to the actual part, HTML and JavaScript, which we are going to work on. What is the default add-in look like? The default add-in, as we just demoed in the NAPA, normally it will have a default, like it already set the template for you. So you can start with modifying the functionality and the UI from that. Let's start debugging and take a look. So it's still a very simple add-in. Select data from get the data from selection. After select, get the data. The data will show up here. So this is basic, it's default scenario. And what should we do? Let's open the HTML first. We start from the UI and add the JavaScript logic into it and see how it works. From the UI, we can see the header and the body. In the body, the header part, welcome, we don't want to change it. We just leave it there. And this part, we don't need it. So we can delete it. Now let's add a button into that, into this add-in, and let it insert the document template. To save time, I'm not going to type everything into it, so I'll just copy with my, from my previous project. So we add a div and add a button into it. Now the UI part is done for the first functionality. And we want, once click the button, it can insert the document to it's the template into the document, right? So we need to do something in the JavaScript file. Again, we can delete this line. Add the function for the button we just added. We want, once it click, it call an insert starting doc method. And what do we do from the method? From this method, one word is run. We get the context from the word. Build a OOXML text from a method, get OOXML from the template. And we got the body already from the document itself. Just insert the OOXML and sync it, it's done. Is it simple? Let me finish the insert, get the OOXML method first. I prepared a method here. Let's take a look. Hope it works. All right. So we didn't do any additional stuff on the UI. We just now deal with this ugly UI. Click the button, and it will insert the exactly same OOXML from as template into this document. So basically, the whole function. The whole function, we used Word JavaScript API, and it did all the work to us. We still have some time, so I'd like to show another functionality. Add a paragraph. Again, let's close this. Two steps. First step, UI. We add another button onto the UI. So for this button, we have the ID here. And then in the JavaScript, we add the insert paragraph into the JavaScript. first, in the initialize, we need to, at the once it's click, call this function. And let's add this function into here. Let's take a look at this function first. Just now we add content into the word from the template. Now it's actually adding everything you tell the word to add into the content. The first body insert paragraph, you can insert the text you wanted to add, and also you can even use the style to identify what style you want the paragraph be. Second, we add another style as normal and heading again. Let's take a look at the false paragraph. When you insert paragraph, actually, you can also insert a content control. Like sometimes content control can be very helpful when we want to change the style at the first time or find the content first time. Especially, it's very convenient as a template. Okay. Let's take a look if it worked this time. The second button is showed up here. This is what we just added in the JavaScript. There are lots of APIs are available in the world. You can also find the document from the devdev.com documentations. So that website could be very helpful if you build your own IDM. Besides that, I want to introduce you Office commands too. What is Office command? We call Office command as when we open Office, we can see the buttons on the top. As an add-in, there is also available for you to add your icons, add your buttons on the menu or add a new tab into the Word to make it look like the native Office product. Basically, the actions of the button can do has two. One is show the task pane. If you build a task pane add-in and you just want to show it, you can use the Office add-in command. The other is execute function. You don't have to use the task pane to trigger all the actions. You can just build it into Office menu or Office command to make the user experience exactly the same as Office other functionalities. I have a little demo to show you how to do the adding command. Here is a demo we just used. And this is another demo. All you need to do is add some configuration in the manifest file. And Word can automatically show that for you. What you need to care about is just this part. This is a demo for the PowerPoint. You add the version over rise and host type identify as a PowerPoint. Add the title, description, and the most important, add the images. The images show up as icon. And then tell it, show it, the control show it as a button. And then what's the action? Action show task pane. So that's it. In this, as long as you have this, you adding can show up on the as other Office functionalities. So here is the demo. As a command we just showed. When we go to insert, we can see the photo here. How do we use the manifest XML file? You might have this question. Go to insert, Office add-ins, and it will show up, upload my add-in, or manage your add-in can also, if you click it, it will also show the upload your Office add-in button. You just browse the manifest file. I already have it here. Upload, and it will show up. As long as you click it, our action is show the task pane, so it can show up here. Is it cool? So build Office add-in in the hackathon. All right. The last topic would be the, I just mentioned this here, how to design the UI, how to make your Office add-in look like the native Office product. We have Fabric UI you can use. All these information are available on the devdoffice.com. The UI using these classes, it can show up like name task, the list, the button, search box, and everything look like Office native. We have another topic tomorrow morning around 11. Pui will give us a talk about how to use Office Fabric. At last, after building our Office add-in, we can publish. We can publish in many ways. Such as we can publish into the Office Store. We can just share the manifest with other people. We can use the domain admin, share the manifest file with him, and he can apply the Office add-in to all other members in the domain. Again, publishing session, we have it by very end of tomorrow. So if you participate in the hackathon and you want to publish it, the last talk of tomorrow is publish Office add-in, deployment and publish Office add-in. So here I want to call action. Join our hackathon and build Office add-in. You'll love it. You'll see how simple it is, how valuable it is, and what the opportunities are there. These are the resources. Again, we'll be here for the next 2 days. Any questions, please come to us. Maybe we can find you more resources. Maybe we can answer your more questions. Or maybe we can build the connection with all of us, and we can have more discussion in the future. So here is devdoffice.com. You can scan it, and you can just go to the website directly. This is basically all in my talk. Any questions? All right, cool. Hope you like it.